There must be a beginning of any great matter, but the continuing unto the end until it be thoroughly finished yields the true glory. Sir Francis Drake. He was the darling of Elizabethan England, circumnavigator of the world, naval genius, slayer of the Spanish Armada, a man whose name still echoes through Britain's maritime mythos, Sir Francis Drake. But was he a hero, or a state-sanctioned pirate? Drake was the first Englishman to sail around the globe, true. But let's not forget why he did it. Not for science, not for glory, but for plunder. He looted Spanish settlements, seized gold, and trafficked enslaved Africans, all with the Queen's blessing and a cut of the profits waiting in London. To Spain he was no gallant knight. He was El Draque, the dragon, a feared and hated pirate whose raids left towns burning and families broken. And yet he was knighted on the deck of his ship, the Golden Hind, by Queen Elizabeth herself. Why? Not just because he was stealing gold. He was redefining power. In a time when England was a second-rate naval force, Drake humiliated the Spanish Empire. His success wasn't just personal. It was national. That's the uncomfortable brilliance of Francis Drake. He was both patriot and predator. He expanded the map for England, but shrank the line between exploration and exploitation. Drake was a product of his time, yes, but also a maker of his time. And if we're brave enough to look past the polished and gilded statue and into the smoke, the blood, and the ambition, we might understand the man who is the archetype of his age. Drake did not just make himself into a rich and powerful man. He also shaped the world map. And more significantly, he shaped the way England saw herself. Bold, ruthless, exceptional.